This is Mari Hodges, certified Alexander Technique instructor from Mind Body Freedom and Balance. I'm going to guide you through constructive rest to practice being active in relaxation and being relaxed in activity. First, find a comfortable spot on the floor with some books or magazines, not something soft, to put under your head like a pillow. The idea is that your head not hang back and down, and that your chin not be pushed toward your chest. Try keeping your eyes open to practice awareness of yourself as you stay connected with your surroundings. As we go about our activities in life, we usually have our eyes open, and you can practice being mindful of yourself as you remain aware of what's going on around you. Bend your legs and point your knees up to the ceiling, doing as little as possible in your legs to keep them from falling. If they fall, that's okay. Just put them back up again. Place your feet where they give you a mechanical advantage to help prop your knees up. Bend your arms and place your hands on your body. Notice your whole body. Notice the parts of your body that are in contact with the floor and those that are not. There's no need to push your body down into the floor. Just let your whole body rest on the floor. Appreciate the support you receive from underneath you, and allow the weight of your whole body to release down into the floor. Ask yourself if there is any unnecessary tension in any part of yourself. If you find any, invite yourself to release it and carry on, observing your whole self. Notice your head and ask yourself if you are holding it up. If so, allow the whole weight of your head to release down onto the books. Bring your attention to your neck and invite your neck to be free of tension so that your head can gently release away from your shoulders. Notice your shoulders and ask yourself if you are holding them up. Gently invite your shoulders to release off to the sides, away from each other. Notice if this allows them to sink down toward the floor. Notice your back. Notice the length and the width of your upper and lower back. Your spine extends almost from the point where your head is resting on the books all the way down to your tailbone. Bring your attention to your head and your wish to allow your head to release away. And at the same time, include your tailbone in your attention, releasing away in the other direction. Your spine lengthening in both directions, and all the spaces inside you opening up. Notice your legs and ask yourself if you can do less. Imagine you are using your knees to point at the ceiling. Allow the weight of your hips to sink into the floor. Allow the weight of your feet to sink into the floor as you allow your knees to release away from your hips. Include your whole self in your attention and imagine yourself gently sinking downward. Notice your hands. Ask yourself if they are holding any unneeded tension. Allow them to soften and rest on your body. Notice your face, around your eyes and your mouth. Invite any tension you find to dissolve away. Notice your tongue. Where is it? invite your tongue to fill the bottom part of your mouth. Notice your jaw. Allow it to soften. Are your teeth touching? Allow them to not touch. Include your neck in your attention again and refresh the idea of allowing your neck to be free. Imagine your head and tailbone releasing off in opposite directions as your shoulders release away in opposite directions. Notice your elbows and imagine them releasing away off to the sides. Notice if anything happens in your back when you think about this. If so, just notice it. Allow it to release and refresh the idea of elbows releasing away from your sides. Notice your breath. Are you holding it? Notice your whole torso moving three-dimensionally as the air goes in and out. There's no need to do anything. Breathing happens all by itself. Notice your thoughts. Do they wander? That's okay. Invite yourself to come back into an awareness of your whole self, resting on the floor, your neck free, your head and tailbone releasing away, your back long and wide, your knees releasing away from your hips, far from your back, which is resting on the floor. Notice your surroundings. What do you see? What do you hear? What's the temperature? Include your whole self in your attention as you notice these things. In a moment, you'll get up from the floor. Notice if any parts of you begin to activate to prepare to get up. Invite them to stop as you continue to think of your whole self expanding in every direction. Now, with your eyes, look to one side, allowing your head to turn and follow your gaze. Bring your opposite side hand up and reach towards where you are looking, allowing your whole body to eventually turn to your side. Use the same hand to push yourself up, allowing your sit bones to drop down toward the floor and your head to lead up and away. Notice your back long and wide and get up from the floor, allowing yourself to maintain that length. Don't plan it or worry about it too much, but allow your head to lead and the rest of your body to follow. Remember to stop and notice yourself now and then throughout the day in the same way. So off you go, your neck free, your head releasing up and away, your back wide and long, and your knees releasing forward and away from your backside. Notice that you are light and your head rests easily on top of your spine. Try doing a little constructive rest at least once each day. There's no need to judge yourself. Enjoy the process.